Oh, 1, 2, 3. Well, son, you've come to the tropics. You heard that all you had to do was to sit in the shade of a coconut glade while the dollars rolled into you. Now, I started out, to be honest, with everything on the square. But a man can't fool with the golden rules in a crowd that don't play fair. So I pulled a deal in Guayaquil in an Indian silver mine. And before they found it was salted ground, I was safe in the Argentine. But the thing that would double ball my soul that flops at the heaven's doors was the selling of booze to the Santa Cruz and Winchester 44s. Then I was in charge of a smuggling barge off the coast of the Yucatan, but she sunk to hell off of Cozumel one night in a hurricane. Now I reached the shore on a broken oar in that filthy shrieking dock, while others scored two of the good ship's crew were converted into shark. From a limestone cliff I flagged a skiff with a salt-soaked pair of jeans, and I worked my way, for I had to pay on a freighter to New Orleans. But it's sort of a habit, the tropics will get you worse than rum. You go away and swear you'll stay, but it calls and back you'll come. I was with General Louisiana Austin Vicks at the head of a grand revolt, and my only friend from beginning to end was a punishing army colt. It was fiery hot in a flea-ridden cot. I was down with the yellow jack, alone in the bush.